physician and bibliophile Sir William Osler, one of the four founding professors of Johns Hopkins Hospital, said, quote, "It is as important to know the person who has a disease as it is to know the disease the person has," end quote. Literature and Medicine is a national award-winning reading and discussion program for healthcare professionals facilitated in Maryland by Maryland Humanities. Dr. Moira P. Larson, Chair of Pathology and Medical Director of Clinical Laboratories at MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital and a longtime participant, offers her observations about the program's impact.
I first learned about the Literature and Medicine program in 2008 through an invitation from the Maryland Humanities Council. It was a chance to do some reading, probably of things I would not normally pick up, meet and interact with others committed to healthcare who I did not typically encounter in my workday, and to discuss themes, issues, and topics of interest to us all. In 2009, I recruited a mixed group, including physicians, nurses, clergy, therapists, administrators, and even a hospital board member for our first discussion. We read novels, memoirs, essays, poems, and articles by nurses, physicians, patients, and others that considered themes of dealing with chronic illness, death and dying, and cultural differences between caregivers and the people they treat. The readings gave us a framework from which to discuss our work lives. We considered how the chronically ill patient and patients with chronic pain feel. By reading stories from their perspectives, it helped us to understand how to approach patients and not to take negative interactions with them personally. The readings reinforced the need to have more compassion for their plight. The memoir, An Unquiet Mind, gave us a unique glimpse into the world of bipolar disorder and the effect of mental illness on lives. Sharing the story of Dr. Jameson and those of some of our loved ones led everyone to be more aware of the patience and care needed for people with mental disorders. We read texts in which individuals from different cultures met challenges in their interactions with the U.S. medical world, from the Hmong people in The Spirit Catches You and You Fall Down, to a Navajo surgeon in The Scalpel and the Silver Bear, to the African-American community in Baltimore in The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. We reflected on our own beliefs and cultures. Conscious decisions were made to listen more effectively to our patients and to their families, and to understand what measures and actions would provide comfort and support to them, rather than imposing our own. One of the most difficult aspects of the practice of medicine is dealing with dying and death. Readings on these topics allow us to explore our own feelings and beliefs about loss in our personal and professional lives. I cannot understate the importance of allowing loved ones to die with dignity. Through conversations stimulated by the Literature and Medicine program, we practice these difficult conversations and get encouragement to continue improving them. Overall, Literature and Medicine has helped its participants become better and more empathic caregivers, reinforcing the importance of compassion and understanding. It has also created a strong support network and a feeling of community amongst our healthcare professionals.
To learn more about Literature and Medicine, visit mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.